This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. This is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the... The highs and lows of the FPL team for some unconscious for his people.
At the time of recording, we're halfway through Game Week 37. This week, Matt, you're on 37, and I'm on 17.
Well... do you want to keep it up? Or?
I'm not sure I can.
Oh, dear.
Am I on 17, though, or am I not? Because Mo Salah didn't play, didn't he? So I'm gonna get to stick my tip in. So that's 11 points, isn't it? And I don't think Trent Alexander-Arnold played either, did he? So I'm either going to bring in Timo Pukki for 8 points, or Thiago Silva, who, of course, is yet to play against Leicester at home. Leicester, not a lot to play for. Possible clean sheet, possible 6 points, although Thiago Silva doesn't play a lot, and it was a bad signing, and I regret it.
Ooh. So how are you, John? Let's just deal with personal stuff at the start.
Well, let you go first, then, because obviously we haven't spoken since you were at the shitty ground to watch Notts Forest's, let's be honest, scraped victory against Sheffield United, putting them through to the richest game in soccer, the playoff final at Wembley Bobs. How are you?
Yes, very good. I mean, what, you know what? I would rather do it that way, just for the sheer drama of it, rather than just canter to a sort of two-goal lead and be fine. At certain points, I was convinced we'd lost and was just spent most of the game in physical pain.
So at one point you were two ahead, weren't you?
Well, so we go 1-0 up, which is then 3-1 on aggregate. You think, well, here we go.
Here we go.
They get two back and you start, it's bedlam. And then it goes to extra time and that was horrible. And the game had just become a mess. And then it goes to penalties and Samba saves three in a shootout, which is incredible. And obviously the place just went absolutely... I mean, it went mad, right? So
there you are, off your head on Bovril and Lager.
I drank a lot in the lead-up just through exuberance.
The day totally off and the day after off.
No, so I had to work in the morning.
Okay.
And then I legged it up to Nottingham.
Been
you can
so
just imagine,
busy.
You know, oh my God. Well, I am a very busy man.
You're so busy.
I actually had meetings yesterday to get back for.
Oh, dear.
Missed my train. Woke up just... You know when you wake up and you don't know where you are? It's almost like zero dark 30. You're like... You're completely confused and you expect someone to go, when was the last time you saw Bin Laden?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God. Got myself together, got on the train. What I find now is just a tip for the travelling public. You know, if you've basically either got the wrong ticket or you've, you know, you've booked on another service or whatever, always be up front with the ticket guard. Always say, I know I'm on the wrong train. I was meant to get this one. Because sometimes, actually, they're more likely to be lenient. The guy on the way up was not lenient and he charged me £70. On the way back, I said, I should have been on the train 20 minutes earlier. And the ticket guard, she goes, did you just miss it by a couple of minutes? I said, no. I said, I overslept. It's totally my fault. She went, oh, were you at the game last night? I went, yeah. She went, don't worry about it, Doc.
Okay,
Let me off. A fellow red travelling on the trains. I was like, Michael Portillo.
Can we get a name for this person who is allowing scroats like you to punish the good people? You know, sometimes you see a little nana who's tripped over on the escalator and cut herself and have to go to Greg's for a plaster and she's missed her train. And the man comes down on her. The East Midlands Railway's fist clonks down on this poor nana, and there's you. Oh, we had a game. Yeah, I was. Rich. Yeah, do you love the tricky trees? Yeah, I do as well. Right, hey, you can have some free sweets and biscuits as well, mate. Yeah, because we got to the playoff final and we haven't been in top flat for about 450 years since we won 7 European Cups in a week. I think it's disgusting and I want this person reprimanded.
I don't think you think that at all. You don't want to clobber hardworking working class people.
No, I want them in work, I want them well paid, and I want them punishing people like you who get off their rocker and then think they can rock up scratching their nutsack onto whatever train they want.
So the night before, so I had a few beforehand out of exuberance.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And I was sat, you know, with basically in the boardroom.
Of course you were.
With John Robertson, the greatest player to ever play for Nottingham Forest, double European Cup winner.
Lovely fella,
who we met at Heathrow that time.
Yeah. It's not the impression we're all looking for. We're waiting for one guest to be in there.
Sadly, Frank Clark was not there. Gutted. I was like, where's Clarky? Oh, the little dear. I was like, oh, no. John McGovern was in there. Ian Story more. And then it was, just, anyway. So then you're like, oh, God, because you're in the formal bit.
Mm.
It feels slightly formal. So you're football drunk, but then you're in like a... Anyway, so go out and watch the game. I sat next to Darren Fletcher, you know, the BT Sport commentator.
Yes.
He smelled incredible.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I was like, what is that smell? I was like, I think it's Darren Fletcher. I kept saying to him, mate, you smell incredible. I think I started freaking out. Anyway, so then it's all great, isn't it?
And what sort of smell are we talking terrible. Like? I know the smell you like is a sort of musty. We've discussed this before. We both like a sort of memories from our childhood, old spicy smell. But is he sort of... Is it a modern aftershave with that sort of pineapple twist that they all have these days, or something altogether unique to Darren?
What I would say is it was a decadent twist on a classic scent.
Right.
So it smelled... Do you remember that candle I treated myself to once that was like 70 quid?
Yes.
It smelled like that.
In your breakdown period.
Anyway, so after the game, go back into the boardroom. Obviously, it's just everyone celebrating. It's like the last day of term. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh my God. You're obviously acutely aware you haven't actually got promoted yet, but
no,
you're still celebrating. So it's just that great fit. We've never got to a playoff final. We've not been to Wembley for 30 years. All that sort of beeswax, right? So everyone's bouncing around. Johnny Owen, a good man.
Good man.
Very good friend. And he's on the board. Right? I said, me, him and Robert. He goes, oh, should we go down and see? And I can't remember who he says. I'm just like, yeah. It doesn't occur to me where I'm about to go, right? So we basically, I end up in the tunnel.
Oh.
In like full suit. And it's so hot in there. And the players are just sort of milling around. I was like, oh my God. You know what? It was like, it was actually a kind of nightmare scenario. I felt like I shouldn't have been there. And I'm shit-faced and I'm sweaty as hell.
Mm.
And we end up in the manager's office. So it's me, John Roberts, and Johnny Owen. Alan Tate, who's Steve Cooper's number two, and like some of the backroom staff. So we go in there, right? It's this tiny little thing. He goes, oh, do you want to be
a manager? You'd need a big one, the number of managers you've gone through. I imagine at some point there's two or three overlapping.
So it's this tight little sweaty room. In the corner, they've got a buffet, and it was like old food, like wedding food. So it's just like
full of aunts.
Pork pies. Yeah, pork pies, sausages. I was like, it didn't feel very football in 2022, but I guess it's for the gaffer and not the lads.
Yeah, well, that's what he's brought back, you know, hasn't it? It's back to the football of the 80s, you know. Sausage rolls, couple of pints before the game.
So I was like, oh, can I have some of this? He went, yeah. So then I just stood in the corner eating sausages. I was so pissed I didn't want to speak, do you know what I mean? Because I was just like, I've got nothing to say and I keep saying the same things to people.
Did you get pictures?
You know what? It felt inappropriate to take pictures in there. It was, you were sort of in the inner sanctum, in the immediacy of this victory. So it was mad. It was an incredible thing to be at. I'm just in the corner eating sausages. Nigel Jemson pops his head around the door. Forest and Wednesday legends.
Jemmo!
He pops his head round, he goes, well done, lads, and all this sort of thing. And then he turns around. He goes, what the fuck are you doing in here? And I just sort of going, actually, I don't know. I almost like wanted him to get me out of there. I was like, actually, I don't know what I'm doing here. And so it was, oh, it's all right, mate, have a bit. They're all being very nice. So I was just like, oh, I feel like I'm intrigued. You know, you just get slightly paranoid. It was like, and I'm, you know me, I'm not a bong head. It was like being stoned. I felt like, oh God, like I can hear my own thoughts a lot, but it was just such a cool, it was such an amazing part of the night to have been in that.
So I have many questions.
Yeah. Mm.
First of all, to the admin, are you able to go to Wembley?
Yes, I can go to Wembley.
Excellent.
I can go. I'm very, very excited about it.
Good. That's good. People want to know. Secondly, did you managed to, we've discussed in the past, you've been on the pitch the last time I think you got promoted and you got the match ball. Any little trinkets from the experience?
Actually, so I didn't go on the pitch, obviously, because the club were asking people not to. And I think if you clamber down from the director's box to go onto the pitch, you'd probably never be asked back.
Scene.
That would be fair. Oh, I tell you who I did meet, Stuart Broad and Joe Root.
Oh, yeah, Notts Bloods.
Yeah, so Brodie, Sports Forest, and Ruto, he was rooting for the Blades. And two nicer gentlemen you couldn't hope to meet. You know what? It was like meeting young David Cameron, just mm-hmm. very sweet, polite. Like the sort of fellas you meet at church.
Yeah.
Impeccably mannered. Very, very sweet men. You're almost too nice, you know what I mean? Like, you actually can't believe, certainly modern sport, that fellas like that exist. They're just so nice. They're just lovely, lovely fellas.
You get that impression, don't you?
Yeah, that was really... I was just like, oh, you're so nice. But obviously I was just like out of it, really. I mean, I can't remember most of it. You know, just the pain. You know when you think you're about to chuck this thing away?
Yeah.
The physical pain. I had tummy ache. I had abdominal pains in the morning because I'd bent over for so much of the game. I didn't sit upright. I was basically in that, you know, that position you said you used to sit on the end of your bed to do your
abs? Yeah, to get my six pack.
Yeah, I was basically like that.
You can't really enjoy it at the time, can you? It's one of those things you can only really enjoy in retrospect because it matters so much. I mean, it's pretty much what all Leeds games have been like for the second half of the season. I'd love to ask, in the wake of, obviously, Forest fans lobbing glasses into Sheffield United pubs and a violent physical assault on a player, whether you'd like to go back and rescind any of your comments about some Leeds fans throwing a piece of paper onto the pitch a few weeks ago. You were quite gobby about that at the time, and I wonder now, given that one of the Sheffield United players was smashed in the back of the head, whether you'd like to go back and just talk about what Nottingham Forest fans are like and what we might expect if they do get promoted to the Premier League.
I don't want to rescind it because I'm consistent and I'm not some tribal fool like you that thinks one excuses the other. What the Leeds fans did was wrong, and the guy who headbutted Billy Sharp, I mean, it's obviously appalling. It's just disgusting. It's horrible. I mean, he could have died. You're like, it's so serious. It's mad. It's horrible that someone did that. And I don't feel any pressure to defend yobs just because they support my club. They bring shame on it. And if only Leeds had, instead of having that tribal loyalty to idiots, you root them out and then you'd have to keep defending them. It's really quite straightforward. I don't know, John. Do you then want to, given that you've been so hypocritical this time, do you want to reassess what you thought?
No, I don't think I have been hypocritical. I think I would maintain my stance that there's quite a big difference between a physical assault and a piece of paper. And I remember at the time you quite confident that these things could escalate, and actually it's the act of throwing something that is important. I believe you went full Gary Neville.
I didn't.
That's my Gary memory Neville. Of it. It's interesting. Well, so many people would have seen that pitch invasion and what's ensuing. And if they'd have just known that only one tunnel and an open door away was you quaffing down sausage rolls in the corner of a room, absolutely off your rocker.
Yeah.
Was there talk of what was going on? Was everyone like, you know, it's kicking off out there, don't you?
Well, obviously you could sort of see there were a lot of people on the pitch and there were flares and things, but it obviously all looked good-natured from where I was. And then, yeah, it starts to filter through. Someone's like, I think Billy Sharp's... And obviously Billy Sharp played for Forest and he's very popular.
He's been
at the club.
Very gracious in the afternoon.
Oh, it's been amazing. So people were people were deeply upset for him. That if, you know, obviously they were appalled because they don't take the view that you have to defend this job. They're sickened by it. So it was horrible. You go, what? He's been a... You know, obviously, it's like the rumour mill at that point, isn't it? You haven't seen any footage and you're drunk.
You got to root these people. Sorry, you eating them cheese strings there. Yeah, just two more lagers. Cheers, Gary.
One of the sausages, when I bit into it, the fat burst out of it.
Oh, my God.
It's like a really wet sauce. I was like, oh, man. You know when you bite into a tomato when half of it shoots across the table?
Odd that you couldn't remember sitting next to Gary Birtles, but you remember the visceral emotion you felt when a pustule of pig fat burst into your drunk mouth.
Yeah, it felt great, actually. I just, you know, yesterday I was just in a haze. It feels like, obviously, what we went through with England last summer. I actually can't believe that I'll get to watch England and Forest play in Wembley finals a year apart.
Yes. Well, I'm very jealous, I have to say, that you get your day at Wembley, because obviously pandemic promotion meant Leeds United. I mean, we went up as champions, but you didn't get that experience of celebrating in the way that you want to. You will get a Wembley day. On that, when is the playoff final?
It's Sunday, the 29th of May, so a week on Sunday.
Right, okay.
Well, I shall be there. You're going to watch it?
I will watch it, yes, of course I will. It's just one of the football highlights of the season, that promotion game.
I think it's one of the best games of football you can watch. Remember the Swansea Reading one we watched in Surbiton?
Yes, I do. I think whatever happens to Leeds at the end of the season, I'll probably be over it enough to watch the playoff final by then. I think if we get relegated, I might struggle to watch it. I'm sort of trying to pretend I'm a bigger man and that actually I'll be over it by then. I'm a rational human being. But I think if Leeds United do end up going down, I'm going to be very honest. Whilst wishing you all the best and hoping you get promoted, I think I will struggle to watch the playoff final.
I understand that. And do you think Leeds United will get relegated? And I don't want you to get relegated.
Well, obviously, at time of recording, it's Thursday. It's a big night for us tonight. Everton and Burnley playing tonight. I think I would expect Burnley to lose. We are away at Brentford. I stupidly put a gig in. I'm so annoyed with myself.
What?
What
gig?
I went back through my email inbox trail to find out the point at which I'd agreed to these gigs, and I can't. And not only am I gigging, I'm gigging at the very furthest end of the country. I'm in Hexham, right on the northeast tip of England. So there's absolutely no, with it being a sort of afternoon kickoff, there's absolutely no conceivable way I could go to the game and then make it. I'll be surrounded, I assume, by celebrating Geordies. But, you know, we've got injuries, we've got suspensions. We looked better
Sounded like a salesman.
We've got injuries.
Really bad
we've got
job.
Suspensions. We've got a manager. Nobody thinks seem to know what he's doing.
We've got your yellow cards. We've got your red cards.
We've got players screaming at the board. We've got fans screaming at the board.
We've got fans chucking stuff.
That's you, mate. Listen, we're all getting behind the team until such time as there will come a time for these conversations, and I think it's going to be Monday. But if Burnley lose both their games, they're away at Aston Villa, and then they're at home to Newcastle. So I will be gigging. I presume Hexham is an area where you'd find a lot of Newcastle fans. I cannot imagine how I'm going to... I think we talked about this before. You know when you're in the shower and you sort of run through scenarios in your head?
Yes.
And I sort of imagine getting heckled at gigs. I've imagined a scenario in which Burnley beat Newcastle to relegate Leeds. And when I walk out in Hexham, there's a guy in the front row in a Newcastle top and he sticks his middle finger up at me and laughs. And I don't know how I'm going to react to that. I know how I reacted to it in the shower fantasy.
Can I just ask about this man? Do you actually picture him physically? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Do you picture him to be quite overweight?
Well, I'll tell you who it is. It's Mike Ashley, but it's not Mike Ashley, if you know what I mean. It's a Mike Ashley looking man. A rotund,
that's what I was gonna guess.
High headlined, red faced man laughing and going, ha ha ha, look at what we've done with all our dirty money, man.
He looks like a butcher.
Yeah, he does look like a butcher. Yeah, there's a touch of the Hilary Brisses about him.
Who's Hilary Briss?
She's been cutting it with her own paste. League of Gentlemen's cannibalistic butcher. I mean, in the fantasy, I sort of walk back off stage and I say, I'm not doing the gig until he's gone. And it's really pathetic.
Oh, you're sourpuss, aren't you?
Oh, real sourpuss.
I'm not doing the gig until he's gone. What a zinger.
Sunday is potentially one of the worst days I've had in recent years. I watch Leeds get relegated at 4 o'clock and then have to go on and do a gig in the area that's literally just let us down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the position we're in is as good as it's been for the last few games since we went into the bottom three. If we beat Brentford, that's it. We stay up. That is as simple as that. Presuming, of course, that Burnley don't get anything at Aston Villa tonight. Burnley lost at home to Aston Villa recently. They should lose away from home. Newcastle looked fantastic against, admittedly, an Arsenal that every Arsenal fan has had their predicted melder. Do you know what's worse? You know what I can't stand about all this? Is watching your team potentially get relegated and having to listen and see headlines about, oh, Piers Morgan says Mikel Arteta should be sacked because they're what, fifth? Eat my shit. And all these Manchester United fans are, oh, it's as bad as it's ever been around here. This is unbelievable. We're only just going to scrape European football. Get in League One. Get in League One for a couple of seasons. Enjoy that. Then tell me about, it's a crisis at the club. Yeah, I've had enough of him. He wants out. Slag.
You know what? I'm so glad you said this. I was actually thinking about this on the train yesterday. You know, when you hear, and it's specifically Arsenal fans who seem to think that, like, it's a debate ender where they go, oh, yeah, what team do you support? And they go, oh, yeah, it could be worse. You could be an Arsenal fan. I'm like, You've had an amazing time. You won the FA Cup and you still moaned. What? And it's not bad being an Arsenal fan. You've won loads of stuff.
Invincibles.
I know.
If you're an Arsenal fan our age, you have seen your team literally not lose in an entire season. And I've had a lot of conversations with Leeds fans at the moment saying, the Bielsa era, you don't get that in football. Mm. So we've had it. And I'll accept that. Those 3 years when not only did we play exceptional football, not only did we get a promotion as champions, but the players were liked. They were good people. The club was really well run at the time. You just don't get that. And if this is the price for that, then I'm not saying I'm happy getting relegated, but fine. You have good periods and bad periods as a fan, and that's what makes football exciting. You stick with your club through both of them, and it means you've earned the good times from the bad times. You know that now. You're living that now. That's good for you. I'm glad. You should enjoy this promotion run as much as you can, because football is up and down.
While we're discussing the playoff final, Neil Boughton says, as Matt has already lost this season, I think it's only fair the end of season forfeit should see him attending the playoff final in Huddersfield Town kit. I don't agree with that. It's a big day for you. I don't want to ruin it.
No, I'd
get my
head caved in.
Second suggestion, I think, is worth discussion. Whilst wearing Vinny van der Veet, will you take Vinny to the playoff final? We've discussed getting rid of him after that. I think it would be a lovely last day out for Vinny.
We're not getting rid of Vinny. Vinny will always live on. Your attempts to have him killed came rightly to naught. But I will consider I just need to think about how I get him in, because obviously...
I know how you get him in. You wear him on your hand and you buy him a ticket.
I don't think you need to buy a ticket for a puppet, do you?
Oh, I think it's safest.
What if I end up in like the corporate bit? I can't take a puppet. I'm having a breakdown.
I don't think it would look any worse than you hunched over in the corner, snaffling volivants into your gob, crying.
Sausage fat all over my chin. Like
it's just been so long since we were at the top table.
I don't think I ever used the phrase top table.
Oh, no, it's purely a pundit's language, isn't it? Who will be dining at the top table of the buffet of English football next season? What are your thoughts about Huddersfield? Any nerves?
Well, yes, but I think it's just because if you're playing anyone in the final, obviously, by definition, you're one of the top six teams in the league. They have just won a semi-final. I do sometimes, when I talk about football, I can hear a bit of Cloughy does come in. They've won the semi-final, and they're there, and they've got every right. But I do believe that on the day, I think we'll win. I don't worry about them. I have no previous animus towards Huddersfield. I've always found them very pleasant people.
I must admit, there's a secret. There is a small section of Leeds United fans rooting for Nottingham Forest on the grounds that if Huddersfield don't get promoted, there is a chance that we could pinch Carlos Corberan, who, of course, is Bielsa's protege. And it's sort of our backdoor way of getting some of that Bielsa football back.
There you go.
You still find a pocket of Leeds United support for Nottingham Forest at the playoff final.
Nottingham Forest hoping to dine at the top table. Leeds United with a packed lunch in the corner, hoping to feed off the scraps. What would the analogy be?
God.
If you get relegated, you booted off the top table, I guess.
Oh, we'll be on the naughty table, won't we? We'll be sat on the naughty table on the little chairs.
It means you get your starters 5 minutes after us.
Yeah, cold pudding.
We'll have finished our desserts by the time you're tucking into your main.
Well, I mean, that sentence there, very interesting for our listeners, because that little chuckle there, that little giggle, on that lies the future of this podcast. Because I'll tell you now, if we go down and you come up, I can't listen to that shriek every week.
Look, hold on. I've had to suffer you being in the Premier League, and I want you to stay there. And the one little bit that I laugh, I wasn't laughing at the thought of you getting relegated. I was literally laughing at the thought.
You were starting a war with the Leodensians. That's what you were doing.
I was literally laughing at the thought that you would be just tucking into your main as I'd finished my dessert. That was what actually made me laugh.
I mean, that is usually what happens when we go out for a meal. Such is the speed with which you eat. I mean, usually by the time I've even poured over my vegan gravy, you're chundering in the car park.
Oh, if Forest do get promoted and Leeds stay up, we should treat ourselves to something like a slap-up feast.
A slap-up grill.
Yeah. Would you eat meat if Leeds stay up? If Leeds stay up, he's going to eat meat.
You know, I'd be more likely to eat meat if Leeds went down.
If Leeds go down, it's going to eat me.
If Leeds stay up, then I can believe that the planet is worth saving and that all my efforts to not have what I want for tea, to protect the planet for future generations, are worthwhile. If Leeds go down, then there's a real chance I descend into an absolute pit of despair and you just find me snorting veal off a car park bonnet.
I'd love to see that. That could be an end of season forfeit.
Snorting veal
off a car bonnet.
Oh, God, imagine it. Ugh.
If Leeds stay up, he's snorting veal off a bonnet.
Will's emailed in with a perfect, it's like a four-line email. This is what we want. He's emailed in. It's his name. We need that. It's the FPL team he manages, Bilbao Baggins. Love it.
Oh, lovely.
Love it. There's no penis references. There's nothing about ejaculation in there. It's just a nice little cheeky pun. Bilbao Baggins. I'll read you the full email. Hey, guys. Love the pod. Hate Vinny. Can't wait for the burn. I'm thinking Norwegian forest cat, Mexico, blunt saw. Cheers, lads. Will.
Whoa, hang on. That came up.
That's how you do it, isn't it?
What
That's
did he
it.
Say?
He's obviously a busy guy, Will. He's just got 5 minutes walking. He's on his lunch break. He's got a high-powered job. He's on his way to wolf down a sandwich. And he thinks, oh, I've got to email the pod. That's it. Love the pod. Hate Vinny. Burn him. Here's your naughty Norwegian forest cat, Mexico, blunt saw. Cheers, lads. Will, Bilbao Baggins.
Wow.
I don't know what a Norwegian forest cat sounds like. I think we're about to find out. But anyway, it's in Mexico. And it's got a blunt saw.
Wow. Wow. Diddly 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 diddly. Meow. Meow. Hola. Oh, the kitty cat. Meow. Oh, I love the kitty cat. Oh! He is sorted at me with a blunt saw. Hola. He's going to take my leg off. Why don't you just run off? Because he's only got a blunt saw. I don't know. Ow!
That accent, the sort of Norwegian Yorkshire, that was such a good Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I don't know whether you meant it to be, but the sort of natural northern twang that you managed to put on the Norwegian there. Why don't you just run off and get away from him?
That was meant to be the Mexican. The cat in Norway would have been more like, oh, I'm a Norwegian cat and I got the blunt saw.
Okay. It's a wonder we don't get more proper acting work, innit?
I think if you ever need, you know, like comedians do voiceover work or adverts, I mean, on what basis would either of us be cast? You sound miserable. You'd make people like actively boycott whatever you'd say. If you were like, oh, the new Ford Ka, people would be like, I'm trying that damn thing. Me, I don't know where you'd put me. You know, there's no advertising need for animal weapon location. You're a Norwegian hunting cat and you want to shoot someone in Libya.
Yeah.
Get them if you want vodka.
If you want to market your product with the sound of an iguana attacking someone with a machete in Spain, then you need Matt Ford.
That sounds really good, actually.
Now, just in terms of FPL, obviously it's game week 38. We will find out who has won the Fan League. We'll find out who has won our league next time. We'll find out who is blending a Sunday dinner. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be me. But as I say, well, I'm quietly confident. I've got 6 players still to play in this game week, and I've got 2 players coming off the bench. In terms of next week's forfeit, have you seen the picture of the guy who goes to watch Schalke, who balances 3 pints and his mobile phone on his head?
Whoa, I've not seen that guy, but I know where this is going and I like it. As long as it's not glass, just plastic.
Oh, no. They're plastic glasses. So he's got 1 pint glass on his head, as if you were just balancing 1 pint. But then on top of that pint, he puts his mobile phone. And then on top of the mobile phone, he balances 2 more pints. And that is apparently how he watches the game.
Wow, God, that guy's amazing.
It's cool, isn't it? I mean,
that's very cool.
It's dangerous. There's the risks of your mobile phone. There's a risk of spilling beer. How do you lift 1 pint off without toppling the other pint?
Well, your mates take the 2 off the top at the same time, don't they?
Do you think? He looks like he's on his own there. He's in a lot of space and there's empty chairs behind him.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I think that's got to be a forfeit, haven't it? Having a crack at that in your garden?
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
So we'll put the picture on the Comedians FPL
Twitter, Insta, TikTok, Facebook, Friends Reunited. What else are we on? We'll page you with it. We'll graffiti it on a wall so you can just drive and have a look at it. And I'll just send it out. I'll just send out like mind vibes of the picture in case you're not on social media.
Mind vibes with John Richardson.
I'm going to send it out now. Hang on. There you go.
Did something else come out as well?
A little bit. But it's a vegan diet. Do you know what I mean?
A daily risk.
Oh, 4 or 5 a day.
Wow.
As standard. Oof. And you can quote me on that.
You've made it sound like a car advert there.
Yeah, absolutely. 4 or 5 shits as standard.
On the road.
Yeah, constant. At any point, I think. You know, if I'm doing a long drive or I'm about to get on the tube, I just think, better check. Just at any point, mate.
God.
At any point.
You suffer a lot, John. To make the planet a better place, and we thank you for it.
No, you don't. You think I'm a sanctimonious little prick.
Yeah, but also, you do a lot of good.
We'll also know, of course, next time we join one another, what's happened in the Wagatha Christie trial. Wagatha Christie, a joke by our friend Dan Atkinson.
Yes.
Since nobody else is crediting him with it. Have you been following that?
I have, yes. I mean, it does seem a decision of Jeffrey Archer proportions for Rebecca Vardy to have called this trial on. Like, why? That's what I keep thinking is, you wanted this in court. This is mad. Yeah.
I don't think she thought it through to this point. I think it was one of those, yeah, well, if you do that, I'll sue you. All right, then, I'm going to do it. Well, I'll sue you then. And then now we're like, oh, I didn't know what suing meant. I thought it just meant we'd sort of have a chat in suits.
It's going to cost them a fortune.
Yes. But that's all right, isn't it? They've got it.
Well, yeah, but then you'll have less of it.
Yeah, they will. You know, if you're going to spend your money, you can either have a swimming pool with your club badge on the tiles, or you can spend it having a court literally list all the worst things you've done in the last 5 years.
So mad.
Boy, if that happened to you. What's the one thing you've done in the last 5 years that you wouldn't want to come out in court?
Probably just all the food I eat. I mean, the time that I had those, I went out and had got really drunk, ate a load of Mr. Kipling French fancies in the back of a taxi. Got out and was sick all over my shoes, but it was like cake mix. So I basically iced myself. It was really embarrassing. So that, Your Honour.
Okay, well, we'll await the final statements and we will make our decision. Now, before we end,
yes,
we need to put out an appeal to Leeds manager Jesse Marsh. Now, I have two appeals, obviously, as a Leeds fan. Just please, can we beat Brentford and stay in the Premier League? I mean, of course, if Burnley win their last two, then even beating Brentford won't be enough. But a quick appeal to Villa fans and Newcastle fans and anyone listening, please, 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 please. However, there is only one player in FPL to be finishing the season on negative points.
Ooh.
And it's a Leeds United player.
No.
And it's Noan Kenna, our young midfielder.
Oh.
He's currently on -1.
Oh.
So let's just say we are 5-0 up in the 89th minute at Brentford. It'd be lovely if he got a game, wouldn't it? It'd be lovely he could just come on and not finish the season on negative points.
Yes, it would.
And since, I mean, really, the season is over, I'm not going to catch those at the top. You're not going to catch me. Unless something absolutely freaky happens, I will make you this pledge. I'm going to put Noan Kenna in my FPL team in the hope that something mad happens. It's 1-1. We need a goal to stay up. Kenna comes on, back post, stitch that, back of the net, Leeds stay up. He's got bonus points. It's got to be worth a shot, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has. Also, I've got to remember to play my bench boost.
Yes, you have. I noticed you didn't do it this week. I thought that was interesting. The last,
I've just done it. I've just confirmed that. So that's
the
all.
Last chance you had for double games,
and you've
rejected it. But the season is pretty much over. It's 24-14 at the moment. So, you know, dead and buried. We'll try again next year.
In our listener league, John, it is very, very tight at the top. Ethan Morrell has got a team called Prut I Handen, which is Scandinavian for something. Probably rude.
Do you know what it's Scandinavian for? speaking of a Scandi, fart in hand.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to any Scandinavian listeners. I did not mean to. Actually, talking of... So, hang on. I've got two bits of news. So, he's on 2,643. Just behind him is Jack Nabu Benzi, who's on 2,629. Then it's Dan Hill's Better Call Raoul on 2,623. Harvey Marshall's House of Bacon on 2,616. Mark English's Hurricane to 2,650. At number two, Jack Nabu Benzi. His team is now called Change Name. But last week, it was called Cock.
Schlop.
Diaz. Mm. And he'd got away with it all season. But since we mentioned him on the podcast last week, the FPL have now flagged it. And his team name isn't allowed to be called that anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm pleased. I'm glad we've been able to alert the authorities. I bring other people down. If I'd known we'd have had that power at the start of the season, this podcast would have just been me listing things that I don't like and having them removed from society.
Yeah, but I think you need
to... In fact,
to...
as a vegan, I don't approve of How's the Bacon either. So Harvey Marshall's team, they can go.
Oh, dear.
Cesc Fabregas is not a current Premier League player, so Mike Harris's team in six, that needs to go. Troy Deeney, the same. Deeney in a bottle, that can go. Number seven.
James Cockburn.
I think that's all. Oh, yeah, and his name's got cock in it, so that's definitely gone.
Yeah, from next week, he'll be James, James Name. Yeah,
he's had to change his real name. Be Dini in a bottle by change name.
So well done to everyone in the Listener League, and let's see.
Yeah, if, good luck.
I'm rooting for Jack Nabu Benzi now, because I feel like because we grassed him up inadvertently, his funds were ruined. So it'd be nice if he topped it off with a league win.
I've got a soft spot for Dan Hill because I feel like he's been at the top all season. I feel like every time I look at the fan league, Better Call Raoul is sort of up there, and I feel like he's been consistently good.
And that's ironic, isn't it? Because he was top and now he's third. He really has gone downhill.
Lovely. That's. Do you know what? That's really nice, that.
Improv.
Well done, mate.
Thanks.
We'll end with a dedication. Matt and John, thought I'd send you an email after listening all season. I live in Snenton, so I always have a chuckle when John does Matt's voice. Weirdly, at the start of last week's episode, you introduced the show and without any context said beans on toast. I was eating beans on toast at that moment.
Wow.
Enjoy the summer break. A Rams fan in Snenton.
Oof.
Tim.
Jeopardy.
Not a happy life. Do you want to dedicate the show to anyone this week?
Do you know what I'm going to call him? Tim of Beans. And so I'd like to give a shout out actually to anyone this week who has gone into the fridge for something and thought, fuck it, I'm going to have one of them cheese slices, because I did that quite a lot yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, God, I feel so free.
Can you buy ready sliced cheese?
Well, like just to put in wraps and things.
Someone's doing all right.
Lear Dama Light. Ooh, is that posh?
I can't be slicing my own cheese, Duck. I'm out at game. It's bloody playoff final this week. I can't be slicing my own cheese. What do you want me to do next? Open my own bottle of water?
No, because you can't slice cheese that thin just on your own, can you? Not a consistent, nice, big square slice.
Not a big square slice, I'll give you that. There's a satisfaction about using a peeler to slice cheese.
Yeah, I get that. But I didn't have the time, you know. I just wanted a quick
slice of
cheese.
You've been busy, mate. You can't be slicing your own cheese. We've all heard it all season. You don't have to apologise for being busy. You're knocking out a podcast every 20 minutes.
I'm a freak or a snob for having a slice of Lear Dama Light.
No, you listen. In what is the point of getting to the year of our Lord 2022 if you're still slicing your own cheese?
I would slice it if I was doing shit.
Absolutely ridiculous. What next? Slicing bread? You know, where does this end? Getting yourself dressed? Having to wash yourself in the shower?
I've never been made to feel so bad for having a slice of cheese. I wish I'd not said anything now. I feel deep shame and guilt.
Absolutely. You butter my bread and slice my cheese. I'm a busy man.
Leave us a review, please. That helps.
Oh, I don't know. I'd advise against that, having checked him this week.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying we don't talk about FPL enough. We're just prattling on.
Okay, well, we just ended by talking about FPL, didn't we? So there.
Yeah, they haven't listened to the end. They've given it the first 10, and then they've gone, haven't they?
Well, those pricks won't be listening to this, will they? Those
yeah, f*** them.
Yeah.
There must be other podcasts where you just slag off people who aren't listening.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone who isn't listening to this now is a dickhead.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah.
And their mums hate them.
Breath.
Yeah, yeah, they're losers and they don't wash.
And they failed their driving test 6 times.
Yeah, and they've got... You think there's someone specific?
No.
Right, I felt very... I felt like some old beef returns the four.
Oh, old beef. Let's get back to you in the manager's office.
Oh, I'm going to have a cup of coffee now.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, there's a tease for the end.
Is that all right, or should I go out and grow my own beans?
Yeah, I bet you don't even grind your own beans, do you? Use Instant, do you?
I actually do on a day like this, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you do. Stir my cup!
I'm still doing it myself. I've not got
someone else. I've got time to mix my own milk in. I can't be doing that.
I bet you have them sachets, don't you, where it's milk, sugar and coffee all in one.
What?
I don't have time to boil kettle or my absolute radio in 27 minutes. And first, before I even go there, I've got to go on a tube and record a true crime podcast. I'll get the sachets where it's all mixed in and I'll literally inject it straight into my veins. Duck.
I don't have them sachets.
Sachets.
Oh, dear me.
Sachet away. And that's it for this week.
Bye.
Find us on social media or don't. You know, there's only one game week left, let's be honest. If you're not following us now, you're not fucking going to, are you? So do whatever you want to do. So next week, bring your own games. Wear what the fuck you like. Yeah. Have your pat lunch on the field.
Yeah, sounds great.
Bye.
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 Ooh. That was lovely, that one.